Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for your listening pleasure. Making his way to the ring, your host of the Turnbuckle Topics Podcast, he is Pat Dunneen.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Turnbuckle Topics Podcast. I'm your host, Pat Dunneen, and this is my preview and predictions episode for NXT Stand and Deliver, taking place this Saturday, April 6th, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the Wells Fargo Center. Now, this is a 7-match card, shaping up to be pretty good. Looks like that's all we're going to get, and that's all it should be, right? NXT takeovers or whatever premium live events we get throughout the course of the years, it's usually around that, anywhere from 5 to 7 matches, and that's quite all right with me. So I want to start off with this first matchup here. The chairman, Sean Spears, versus Joe Gacy. Now look, Joe, the last couple events, whether it was theme shows for NXT, premium live events, you let me down. Okay, both matches against Dijak, I had you, and you let me down. The second time I said he's going to redeem himself, he's going to get it done, he has something to prove, he's no longer the head of Schism with the Dyad and stuff. The Grizzled Young Veterans are out doing their thing in TNA wrestling and all over the world now. Good for them. He's no longer aligned with Ava. Ava is now the NXT general manager, as we all know, throughout the course of the last month or two. She's doing a good job. And so now he's on his own. He finally seemed to find himself. He just hasn't found any wins, unfortunately. So, Joe, this is it. Third time. Third time's a charm. That's what I'm hoping for. Or this will be the third strike. You're out of here. As far as me going with picking you in these matches. So that being said, I am going with you in this one. I have Joe Gacy defeating Sean Spears. I hope I'm making the right decision. Again, you let me down lately, Joe. Let's get it together, okay? I know Dijak, he's tough. Potential contender for the NXT Championship. I could certainly see him holding that title sometime in 2024. So I get it. Look, he's tough. I'll give you that. But at least get it done against Sean Spears. He's no slouch, but you're due for a victory. Moving on. Let's jump right to the NXT Championship match. Speaking of gold, Ilya Dragunov will be defending his title against the family's leader, Tony D'Angelo, the Don of NXT. Now, I'm a big Tony D fan. I really am. Dragunov has held his title since, what, October, I want to say, since No Mercy, defeating Carmelo Hayes in that trilogy, ending that feud. And so this is going to be a fantastic matchup. Tony D is very good. His character work has always been good the last 2-3 years in NXT. And his wrestling is great as well. He's, again, the leader of the family, that faction. And he's doing a good job. Tony D is a total package. That being said, I don't see him getting the job done against Dragunov. Not that he's not capable. But I just don't see Dragunov's reign ending just yet. Do I see him coming to the main roster, whether that be a Raw or SmackDown, during the draft this spring? Potentially, but I think for that to happen, he'd need to drop his title, and he may drop it soon. It may be sometime in the spring. I just don't see it happening WrestleMania weekend at Stand and Deliver. So that being said, and still, NXT champion Ilya Dragunov. Now we have a triple threat match for the NXT North American Championship. We have Oba Femi, the current champion. He has been champ, I want to say, maybe upwards of 2 months or so, give or take, going up against Dijak and Josh Briggs. Now, as I just mentioned, Dijak, potential contender sooner or later for that NXT Championship, I could certainly see. But hey, look, he may get some gold before this weekend's over on Saturday in this match. So look, either of these guys could get it done, Dijak or Josh Briggs. Glad to see Josh Briggs finally getting that singles push. Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen, they were a tag team the last couple of years, and they did a pretty good job. They had one tag team title reign in NXT UK before they closed their doors. And so I'm glad to see him back on his singles run here, first time in NXT. So Dijak, I don't know. I was leaning towards him. Again, he's due for some gold, but I don't think it's going to happen on this very night, or this day, rather. So I'm going to go with and still. Oba Femi retaining his NXT North American Championship. Even though it's only been a couple of months, I think he could bring this reign out till at least the summertime, and then we'll see what happens. But and still, Oba Femi. So I have both champions retaining thus far. Making our way over to match number 4 here, the NXT Women's Championship is on the line. Lyra Valkyria versus this heel version of Roxanne Perez we've been getting the last couple of months. She's been doing an okay job as a heel. I'm not going to say I buy it completely. I know some people are indifferent to Roxanne being a heel, not saying they're not really sold on her promos and such. I think she's more vicious physically, just her whole demeanor in the ring. I think she's doing a great job as a heel in that capacity, in that respect. But as far as on the mic, I wasn't overly impressed this past week or two when they went face-to-face. Lyra, in my opinion, dominated her on the mic. Lyra is definitely the total package as far as promo ability is concerned and in-ring style. So, look, I'm going to go with Roxanne Perez here. I'm going to go with Roxanne getting it done, regardless what I think of her heel run thus far. I think Roxanne is going to get some gold. I could see Lyra being, making her way to the main roster any day now. And you could say the same for Roxanne Perez. She was in the last two Women's Royal Rumbles. So either one could be called up any day now. But I think Roxanne Perez gets it done here. And new NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez. Hopefully she has a lengthy reign. You know, some things happened last year as she spoke about it with her mental health and so on. As far as her having to relinquish her title and give up the title she never really lost, right? So I think she may get a redemption run here, and we'll see how that goes. Match number 5, tag team match for the NXT Tag Team Championships. We have Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker, the Wolf Dogs, as they go by, officially or unofficially, going up against the duo of Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Axiom and Nathan Frazier, they've had this alliance the better part of, 3-4 months, ever since, I want to say, they had a one-on-one match sometime in the fall, or may have even been at Deadline in December. Either or. That's nor here nor there. They've been a great tag team. They got it done for this number one contendership spot. And I do think they're going to get it done here at Stand and Deliver, being that Baron Corbin, you know, is still seemingly on NXT, but Bron Breakker more so is a full-time member of SmackDown as of about a month ago or so. So I think it's time for Bron Breakker, rather, to, you know, be focusing completely 1,000% on SmackDown, on the blue brand, taking a shot at that United States Championship going forward, regardless who comes out the winner this weekend in that Logan Paul match with Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. I could see, you know, him in the hunt eventually, Bron Breakker, for some mid-card gold, and obviously in due time for the world title. So that being said, I see new champions. I see them moving forward with Axiom and Nathan Frazier as the new NXT Tag Team Champions. I gotta say, though, I'm very surprised, not just how good they work together, Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker. I've been pleased with their tag team run, you know, even before the gold, throughout the tournament, Dusty Rhodes Classic and such. They did a very good job, and they've actually been a lot of fun to see together. It's kind of reinvigorated Baron Corbin on NXT and in WWE in general. So good for both of them. I think it was very beneficial for both of them. So now let's move over to match 6. It is a 6-woman tag team matchup here where we have JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dame with Jasmine Nix ringside versus the babyface team of Thea Hale, Fallon Henley, and Kalani Jordan. This should be fun. You know, I know I've said that about numerous matches, whether it's Stand and Deliver or WrestleMania, and that's the truth. That's the fact of the matter. A lot of these matches are not only going to be very good, but they're actually going to be fun. There's a lot of story for weeks and months building in the majority of these matches, and especially this one, right? JC Jane no longer befriending Thea Hale, turning on her. She's got her new partner in crime in Jasmine Nix, and that's been a recurring theme for JC Jane, right? Last year when she got rid of Gigi Dolin, turning on her former two-time tag team partner in Toxic Attraction, and now she turned on Thea Hale, and she found her new flavor of the week, so to speak, in Jasmine Nix. It's only a matter of time until she turns on her as well, till she gets acclimated to NXT. But this is going to be good, and I do see the babyface team getting the job done, even though they won't have the numbers advantage. Again, the heels have Jasmine Nix ringside. Probably going to be some funny business. Maybe the referee tosses her to the back, sends her out from the ringside area, and so Thea Hale, Fallon Henley, and Kalani Jordan will get the victory here. And that leads us to what very well may be the main event. You know, it's one of the few matches that a title is not on the line, but there is a lot on the line. If you think of it, we have Carmelo Hayes going up against Trick Williams. No more Trick Mello gang, former best friends, going at it on the biggest stage of them all. WrestleMania weekend, Stand and Deliver. Again, this very well may be or is the main event for NXT. And this is going to be good, to say the least. Now, Carmelo Hayes, this could be the very last time we see him in an NXT ring, at least for the foreseeable future. Much like Bron Breakker, he'll be making his way over to SmackDown or Raw. I'm not sure if he's fully committed to a brand yet. I know Bron Breakker's on SmackDown. Either or, I do see Carmelo going to the main roster after this weekend. So, with that said, I see Trick Williams finding a way to get it done, getting the upper hand. You know, he felt very disrespected, always being there for Carmelo, being his hype man for months and years throughout all of his championship reigns, through all the highs and the lows, mainly highs, because Carmelo's had a hell of a run, breakout tournament winner. He's, a multi-time North American champion, former NXT champion and such. So, you know, Trick was always there, even when he wasn't even getting booked for matches. It was always there for Carmelo, and then Carmelo, when it was time for him to support Trick, that wasn't the case so much. And he thought Trick Williams was getting in his way, or, you know, an NXT championship that he lost to Dragunov, he wanted to get back, and he saw Trick, you know, jumping in his way, stepping on his toes to get that title that Carmelo was trying to get back. So at least that's Melo's case. So Trick Williams, I have him winning this match. It's going to be a great one. I can't wait to see Trick Williams just simply come out to his entrance music, the crowd in the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia yelling, "Whoop that Trick," from the top of their lungs. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see. As I've mentioned throughout the course of these reviews, this is just going to be such a good weekend. I wish they had the old format, though. You know, the NXT TakeOver format, where it was typically, whether it was a Friday or a Saturday night, and it had its own separate day. You know, you got Stand and Deliver the very same day as Night 1's WrestleMania. Some people are going to both shows. You know, it's one thing to watch both shows from TV, but, you know, to be going to both shows, I give fans credit who are doing that. You know, me, myself, I'm just going to WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, and that is more than enough for me. Now, at the Wells Fargo Center at noon is NXT Stand and Deliver, and then shortly thereafter, obviously at Lincoln Financial Field, you have Night 1 of WrestleMania. So that's a lot of wrestling. I wish NXT wasn't so much the hors d'oeuvre, you know, or the appetizer for WrestleMania, you know, prior to that very same day. It was different. It was better when it was on a different night, but they've since changed the format, as we used to get the Hall of Fame on its own night. Now, the last couple of years, the Hall of Fame has been immediately following Friday Night SmackDown. Like, they'll sell that ticket as SmackDown followed by the Hall of Fame. So I'm not crazy about that either. I think, you know, I know you got to crunch everything in. I do understand that. And the biggest reason they had to tack on the Hall of Fame to Friday Night SmackDown and shift around the NXT schedules, WrestleMania is no longer just one night. You know, they broke it down into two nights, which is for the better. If you're going to have 13, 14, 15 matches, you know, breaking that in half is the way to go. You know, one night is just too much to do all that. So it's been, ever since COVID, the last WrestleMania they ever did one full night was WrestleMania 35 here in Jersey at MetLife Stadium. Since COVID, obviously, WrestleMania 36 was in closed quarters, and then they picked back up in 37 in Tampa, 38 in Dallas, 39 in Hollywood, and here 40 in Philadelphia, where they're doing two nights, and it's worked out pretty good. So they had to move some things around. I get it. I just miss Hall of Fame on its own night and NXT on its own night. But that being said, still going to be a great weekend of professional wrestling, say the least. Lots of good matches. What is that? The better part of 20 matches or so for WWE, including both nights of Mania and NXT Stand and Deliver. So those are my predictions for NXT Stand and Deliver. You know, enjoy the show. Get ready. Get prepped. And this will lead us right into both nights of Mania. So I hope you enjoyed this preview and predictions for NXT Stand and Deliver. Enjoy the show. I look forward to going over this. And I guess I'll catch up with you guys then. So as always, thank you for tuning in to the Turnbuckle Topics podcast. I'm your host, Pat Dineen, and I'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.
Got a question for Pat? Send him an email at turnbuckletopics@gmail.com. That's turnbuckle, TOPIX, @gmail.com. Find him on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Turnbuckle Topics. Thanks for listening to the Turnbuckle Topics podcast. Be sure to subscribe. If you like the show, help others find out about it. Leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Join us next time for another episode of Turnbuckle Topics. See you then.